Track 4, and it's on with the news. Jail sentence for dangerous driver. A driver who tried to escape from police by reversing a stolen van at high speed in King's Dainton has been jailed after he lost control and hit a pedestrian. Colin Cuddy stole the van from outside a hotel as its driver was delivering fruit and vegetables, but was found inside it the next day by police, who thought they had boxed him in. He escaped by reversing away, and a brief chase ensued, with the van in reverse being pursued by a police car heading in the right direction in Lay Lane, King's Dainton. Cuddy tried to turn into Rober's Road, but instead veered backwards onto a pavement and hit a customer who was heading into the central convenience store, causing a knee injury. He was trying to get away because he was banned from driving, had no license or insurance, and has already served one jail term for dangerous driving. He had also stolen a wallet and a wedding ring, which the driver had left in the van, which belonged to Newton Abbott-based BDF Fresh Produce. Cuddy, age 35, formerly of Barn Park Road, Tynmouth, but now homeless, admitted vehicle taking, which was aggravated by dangerous driving and driving while disqualified, and was jailed for 10 months by Judge Stephen Climie at Exeter Crown Court. He told him he hoped he would be able to break out of a cycle of offending and drug taking when he is released. He banned him for driving for 3 years. Miss Felicity Payne, defending, said Cuddy had a poor criminal record but has succeeded in staying out of trouble when he has had a settled home and employment. He told a probation officer he committed this offence because he wanted to go back to prison.
Weed hot foam party takes over from chemical killers. Newton Abbott will be going pesticide free following a decision by town councillors. Their vote in favour of banning the chemicals means that an eco-friendly state-of-the-art hot foam machine will now be used for weeding. In addition, the council will consider reduced mowing and plant removal to allow wildflowers to flourish and provide a greater nectar resource for bees and other pollinators. The authority is also working with Green Futures Newton Abbott, Teignbridge District Council and Sewage Recycling and Recovery UK to pilot the pesticide-free Bradley initiative, encouraging the use of insect-friendly alternatives in gardens and homes. A pesticide-free gardening guide is due to be published and will contain guidance from organic gardeners and growers. A pesticide amnesty will be held later this year with a curbside collection service across Bradley Ward for residents to dispose of unwanted weed killers and similar products. Mayor Councillor David Corney Walker, an experienced beekeeper, said, "I'm delighted our town council has voted to adopt this new and much greener." Across the UK and globally, we have been experiencing a concerned decline in pollinating insects over the last 50 or more years. I'm told that in parts of the world, the populations of some insects have plummeted by 98% since the 1970s, and across the UK, there's been a decline of between 45 to 91% in butterfly populations, and an average of 11 bee species lost per square kilometre. Newton Abbott Town Council is now doing its bit to help reverse this worrying decline, and I'd encourage all households to follow suit. Andrew Rothery, Green Futures Newton Abbott coordinator, said, "Pollinators are essential for maintaining the fertility of most plant species across our ecosystem, and are estimated to be needed for at least 75% of global crop production. This means that declines in pollinators have a direct impact on our ability to feed ourselves, as well as impacting on most other animals and birds in our local environment. One of the main causes of pollinator decline across the UK and the rest of the world is the increasing use of pesticides. I welcome the Town Council's decision to be part of the solution."
Labour will fight in general election. Labour Party leaders in Teignbridge say they will be fielding candidates in the next general election, despite claims by the Lib Dems that it has given up. Roger Jackson, chairman of the Newton Abbott constituency Labour Party, says the seats in both Newton Abbott and Central Devon will be fought very actively. In Teignbridge, he says, they will be fighting every inch of the way to rid Teignbridge of a failed Conservative government and a Liberal Democratic Party under the leadership of Martin Wrigley that has run Teignbridge District Council into the ground. The Labour Party response comes after Councillor Wrigley, who is the Liberal Democrat, declared next election a two-horse race between the Lib Dems and a desperately out-of-touch Conservative Party. Councillor Wrigley had claimed that Labour saw Newton Abbott as a non-battleground seat. But, Mr Jackson said, nothing could be further from the truth. He said this emanated from the Labour Party announcing its priority seats would be Plymouth and Exeter as the seats it needs to win the next election and form a government. He said the Liberal Democrats have interpreted this as non-priority seats are not being contested or fought. The only certain outcome of the upcoming general election is that the Liberal Democrats will not be forming the next government. So, if the voters of the Newton Abbott constituency want to see real change and have their voice heard in government, they will have real opportunity to do so by voting Labour. The Newton Abbott constituency Labour Party is in the process of selecting its candidate and plans to launch its election campaign towards the end of February. Mr Jackson says its plans are well advanced with a full programme of leafleting, meet the public events and an active social media campaign. He said, Newton Abbott may not be a priority seat, but our aim is to mount an effective campaign and will be ready whenever the election is called. It is the policy of Newton Abbott Labour Party that we will campaign positively about the things that matter to the people of the constituency at both a local and a national level. We will not indulge in personal attacks on other individual candidates or present dodgy statistics, but will simply lay out the facts that will enable voters to make an informed choice as to who can best represent them.